Welcome to the Cancer Research UK podcast. This month, a new trial offers hope for children with an aggressive form of cancer. Groundbreaking research uncovers the genetic damage caused by smoking. New research reveals the importance of diagnosing cancer early. And government statistics show a postcode lottery for cancer survival. I'm Paul Thorne from Cancer Research UK. Children with an aggressive form of the childhood cancer, neuroblastoma, are set to benefit from a new international clinical trial. The trial, funded by Cancer Research UK, uses immunotherapy to help prevent the disease from coming back. It opens in the UK this month and builds on early promising results from a US study. It found that the treatment, which boosts the immune system to fight the disease, improved the chances of survival. Cancer Research UK's Science Information Officer, Laura Bell, says the new trial could be a significant step forward in treating neuroblastoma.
More than half of all children with neuroblastoma are successfully treated, but we need to do more to help the children with more aggressive forms of the disease. Now, this new treatment is highly targeted to cancer cells, and it should be more effective than existing treatments. This is a world-class clinical trial, and we hope it will change the outlook for many children with neuroblastoma in the future.
Scientists have mapped the entire genetic makeup of a lung and a skin cancer tumour for the first time. The study revealed a catalogue of mutations that can be traced back to their causes, smoking and sunburn. It showed that moderate smokers could be inflicting a new mutation on their DNA each day. Henry Scowcroft, our science blogger, described this research as groundbreaking and explains why it's so important.
So this was a fantastic piece of research by scientists at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute in Cambridge, and really sort of takes things forward a step in terms of our understanding of cancer overall. What scientists have done previously is they've sort of tried to home in on the particular individual genes that are mutated in cancer cells and try to then work back from that to design drugs to target those genes. What this gives us is a picture of the whole genome of a cancer cell and how all the different bits of damage around the cell are all linked to each other, and the amount of data this generates to allow scientists to now really properly understand how the environmental carcinogens interact with the DNA to cause cancer gives us just a whole new set of data to start understanding what's going on here.
And you can find out more about that story on our science update blog, scienceblog.cancerresearchuk.org. 21 research papers published in the British Journal of Cancer revealed that as many as 10,000 deaths each year could be prevented if cancer was diagnosed earlier. By looking at survival rates in other countries, the researchers think that British people often go to their doctor with symptoms later than they should do, and it could be that GPs sometimes delay referring possible cancer patients on to specialists. Health Information Manager Dr. Jodie Moffat tells us what Cancer Research UK is doing about this.
We're working with the Department of Health on an initiative to promote the early diagnosis of cancer. And we've got a lot of projects going on to help spot cancer early. One of the things we'll be doing is working in Derby to raise bowel cancer awareness in men over 50. And we're also working with GPs across the country to help them know the symptoms of cancer and to know when to refer patients on.
Cancer Research UK is calling on the government and primary care trusts across the country to act urgently after shocking new figures were published by the Department of Health. They revealed that a patient's chances of surviving cancer for at least a year vary hugely depending on where they live. The variation among trusts was biggest for lung cancer survival. In fact, patients in Herefordshire were three times more likely to die within a year than patients in Kensington and Chelsea, and almost all of them failed to match the best survival rates in Europe. Our head of policy, Sarah Woolnow, says this is largely due to cancer being diagnosed at a later stage.
We think this is completely unacceptable. There's no reason why there's such a stark variation in one-year survival rates across the country. One-year survival is a marker for later diagnosis of cancer. So we think there needs to be a huge effort by the government to ensure that cancer is being diagnosed at the earliest stage possible.
Now, January is a time for new beginnings and New Year's resolutions. For many people, giving up smoking tops the list. Dr. Kat Arney from our science information team spoke to Professor Robert West to find out about the latest research on the best ways to break the addiction.
Research shows that at any time, around 7 out of 10 smokers want to kick the habit. And as the calendar flips over to the 1st of January 2010, many smokers will be deciding that this is the year they want to quit for good. But what's the best way to go about it? If anyone can tell us, it's Professor Robert West, Director of Tobacco Studies at the Cancer Research UK Health Behaviour Centre.
Well, actually, it is an important time, and about 1 in 10 smokers tries to quit at around the New Year period. So it's a good time in which to make sure that you get a really, really good shot at it. And the evidence is very clear, and it's that what you should do if you're really serious about stopping smoking is contact your local NHS Stop Smoking Service. Very simple, practical, evidence-based advice and support based on the experience of large studies and millions and millions of smokers who've been through it. And what you get in addition to that is these medicines, these medications, of which there are three main types now. There's nicotine replacement therapy. There's prescription pills that you can get from the service or your doctor, one of which is called Zyban, which you may have heard of, which is effective. And then there's a relatively new one out called Champix. This has been found to be particularly effective in helping people to stop smoking and dealing with the cravings. So between the medicines and the support and practical advice that you're getting from the stop smoking specialist, you're about four times more likely to succeed in the quit attempt than you would have been otherwise. And that really, really makes a difference and could save your life.
Is the same method going to work for everyone? You know, should we just be telling people, throw the fags in the bin, take some of these tablets, you'll give up smoking?
I wish we could say that there were some methods that definitely work for some kinds of smoker and other methods that work for other kinds of smoker, but I can't, because we don't really have very good evidence to back that up. What I would say is it's whatever works for you, and you don't get just one shot at stopping smoking. You can keep trying, and if one doesn't work, then you try something else. So, for example, if you've tried the nicotine gum or the nicotine patch or an NRT, and you absolutely didn't get anything from it, and you made sure that you used it properly. A lot of people don't use it properly. They don't use anything like enough. They don't use it for long enough. If you did all those things and it wasn't doing anything for you, then try one of the other medicines. If you tried, you know, throwing the fags away and you found that actually that was too scary for you, then don't next time. You know, try something different. That's the key, really. If you've been successful at something, you stick at it. And if it hasn't worked for you, then you change and try something else. But the really important thing is to keep trying. And the reason for that is that once you've passed the age of 35, which a lot of people listening to this probably have, then every year that you put off stopping smoking, you're going to lose an average of 3 months of your life. And that's really, really scary. So so it's always really quite urgent to stop as soon as possible. And the way to do that is to keep trying.
As it's the new year, as many people may be thinking of giving up smoking, are there any particular things that are out at this time of the year to help people that people should look out for?
One of the things that is quite novel with the Department of Health's campaign this year is that they're going to be handing out these things called quit kits. They're quite an interesting idea. What they've done is they've done some research which has told them about the kinds of things that smokers want when they're, you know, when they're trying to stop smoking, something to deal with the cravings and that sort of thing. And they recognise that, you know, despite the fact that the stop smoking services are really world beating, that not everyone wants to go to them. You know, they haven't got the time or whatever it might be. And so these quit kits are going to be sent out to people who apply for them, probably on a first come, first served basis. So if you want your quit kit, get in early. And they're a whole range of different things that are designed to help to beat the cravings. So it's an interesting idea, and I would recommend anyone, whether or not you go to the Stop Smoking Services, anyone who's listening to this, to give it a go.
That was Dr. Kat Arney speaking to Professor Robert West. We'll be back next month with all the latest news. In the meantime, you can keep up to date by following us on Twitter at Twitter @CR_UK.